Deus in adiutorium meum intende, Domine ad adjuvandum me festina. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord Jesus, think on me, and purge away my sin. From earth-born passion set me free, and make me pure within. Lord Jesus, think on me, with many a care oppressed. Let me thy loving servant be, and taste thy promised rest. Lord Jesus, think on me, amid the battle strife. In all my pain and misery, be thou my health and life. Lord Jesus, think on me, nor let me go astray. Through darkness and perplexity, point thou the heavenly way. Lord Jesus, think on me, when floods the tempest high, when on doth rush the enemy, O Savior, be thou nigh. Lord Jesus, think on me, that when the flood is past, I may the eternal brightness see, and share thy joy at last. Lord Jesus, think on me, that I may sing above, to Father, Spirit, and to thee, the strains of praise and love. Let your holy people rejoice, O Lord, as they enter your dwelling place. O Lord, remember David and all the many hardships he endured, the oath he swore to the Lord, his vow to the strong one of Jacob. I will not enter the house where I live, nor go to the bed where I rest. I will give no sleep to my eyes, to my eyelids I will give no slumber, till I find a place for the Lord, a dwelling for the strong one of Jacob. At Ephrathah we heard of the ark, we found it in the plains of Yerim. Let us go to the place of his dwelling, let us go to kneel at his footstool. Go up, Lord, to the place of your rest, you and the ark of your strength. Your priests shall be clothed with holiness, your faithful shall ring out their joy. For the sake of David your servant, do not reject your anointed. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Let your holy people rejoice, O Lord, as they enter your dwelling place. The Lord has chosen Zion as his sanctuary. The Lord swore an oath to David, he will not go back on his word. A son, the fruit of your body, will I set upon your throne. If they keep my covenant in truth, and my laws that I have taught them, their sons also shall rule. on your throne from age to age. For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired it for his dwelling. This is my resting place forever, here have I chosen to live. I will greatly bless her produce, I will fill her poor with bread. I will clothe her priests with salvation, and her faithful shall ring out their joy. There David's stock will flower, I will prepare a lamp for my anointed. I will cover his enemies with shame, but on him my crown shall shine. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you chose to suffer and be overwhelmed by death in order to open the gates of death in triumph. Stay with us to help us on our pilgrimage. Free us from all evil by the power of your resurrection. In the company of your saints, and constantly remembering your love for us, may we sing of your wonders in our Father's house. The Lord has chosen Zion as his sanctuary. The Father has given Christ all power, honor, and kingship. All people will obey him. We praise you, the Lord God Almighty, who is and who was. You have assumed your great power. You have begun your reign. The nations have raged in anger, but then came your day of wrath, and the moment to judge the dead, the time to reward your servants, the prophets, and the holy ones who revere you, the great and the small alike. Now have salvation and power come, the reign of our God and the authority of his anointed one. For the accuser of our brothers is cast out, who night and day accused them before God. They defeated him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. Love for life did not deter them from death. So rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell therein. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The Father has given Christ all power, honor, and kingship. All people will obey him. A reading from the letter of Saint James. Submit to God, resist the devil, and he will take flight. Draw close to God, and he will draw close to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you backsliders. Be humbled in the sight of the Lord, and he will raise you on high. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you.
I make my prayer for mercy.
Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
A woman in the crowd called out, "How happy your mother must be. She bore you and fed you at her breast." But Jesus answered, Happier still are those who hear the word of God and live by it. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio, et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. A woman in the crowd called out, "How happy your mother must be! She bore you and fed you at her breast." But Jesus answered, "Happier still are those who hear the word of God and live by it." Christ the Lord gave us a new commandment of love for each other. Let us pray to him.
Lord, build up your people in love.
Good Master, teach us to love you in our neighbor, and in serving them to serve you.
Lord, build up your people in love.
On the cross you asked pardon for your executioners. Give us strength to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute us.
Lord, build up your people in love.
Through the mystery of your body and blood, deepen our love and our perseverance and our trust. Strengthen the weak, console the sorrowful, and give hope to the dying.
Lord, build up your people in love.
Light of the world, you gave light to the man born blind when he had washed in the pool of Siloam. Enlighten catechumens through the water of baptism and the word of life.
Lord, build up your people in love.
Give to the dead the perfect joy of your eternal love, and number us also among your chosen ones.
Lord, build up your people in love.
Remember us, Lord, when you come into your kingdom, and teach us how to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Father, help us to be ready to celebrate the great Paschal mystery. Make our love grow each day as we approach the feast of our salvation. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Ave Regina Caelorum, Ave Domina Angelorum, Salve Radix, Salve Porta, Ex qua mundo lux est orta. Gaude Virgo gloriosa, super omne speciosa. Vale u valde decora,
et pro nobis Christum exora.